the way for me. You know, it was by me, by Shimon first. So therefore, Shimon wants to get it back. And I have a neidechot saying that Reuven grabbed it away from me. So what do we do now? Now, Amalei, Shimon, Reuven answers back and says, in true, I admit that I grabbed it away from you, Shimon. But you should know, in chatafti, p'didi chatafti. I taka grabbed it away from you, Shimon, but you know why? Because it belonged to me. Like you had my becha, and you didn't want to give it back to me. So now I grabbed it back from you. That's the way I took it. So, Shalom, what do we do in such a case now? Again, there's a neidechot here that Reuven grabbed away a becha, a piece of silver, from Shimon. And so Reuven answers back and says, true, I admit that I grabbed it away from you. But what I grabbed it was because it really belongs to me. So what do we do now in such a case? Do we believe Reuven or not? So Amar Rabami said like this, Heichi nidaino daino lahaidina. How should a dayan sit down to try and judge such a case like this? Who should we believe here? As far as like this, Lishlim, should we make Reuven pay that the Chur Shimon has a neidechot, that Reuven grabbed it away from him? So Chur should believe the yeidechot, that Reuven should have to pay it back, give it back to Shimon. For the Gemara, Lekatre Sadi. We can't do that. Because Shimon does not have two Eidim. All Shimon has is just one Eidechot. An Eidechot is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mammon. We do not tell Reuven to pay back the Nafcha because of an Eidechot. So because of the Eidechot alone, we would not tell Reuven to pay. If so, Lifterei, the Chur, maybe we should free Reuven altogether, tell Reuven, okay, go home, keep the Nafcha. Iko Chat Sadi. No, there's an Eidechot though. The Eidechot says that you hopped it away from Shimon. Like if there wouldn't have been an Eidechot, so then we would believe Reuven. Reuven has a migul. If Reuven wanted to, he could have said, I never grabbed it from you. You prove it. He could have kept quiet. Now that Reuven says, I admit I grabbed it from you, but I grabbed my own, we would believe Reuven. But here the problem is, there's an Eidechot over here. There's an Eidechot saying like Shimon that Reuven chopped it. Said so, Reuven doesn't have a migul. Like Reuven has to swear against the Eidechot. That's halacha. If an Eidechot says you owe money, so what you have to do is you have to swear that you do not owe money. But you're not free without a shrua. So Mor says, okay, good. Lishtabe. If so, let him swear then. Let's see Reuven swear against the Eidechot for Shimon. So Mor says that he can't do either. Why? Ho'oma michtav chatzve. Because Reuven admits that he chapped it. And the chivon diyom of the chotve have like a gazlin. Since he said that he chapped it, it's like a gazlin. So Rashi explains it like this. Rashi says, Lishtabe. Es ha'shvua Rastam Shreidechot mechayvoy. Any yochel, he can't do that over here. Reuven cannot swear against this Eidechot. So you have moiti dichotav, because Reuven agrees that he grabbed it away from Shimon. So you eid mechayvoy lishovay. Now when an Eidechot says something, you have to swear against, exactly against what he said. So if the Eidechot said that you grabbed it, you're going to have to swear that you did not grab it. So the shvua that you have to swear now is shaloi chotav. You have to swear that you did not grab it away from Shimon. Lahachesh esoid, to go against, to contradict the eid echod. Dochi mashmukro, that's what the pasuk is mashmo. When it says, lo yokum eid echod bish lecholov and lecholchatis. Lishali momin shu kaifer. Veid mechai vei lo yokum. If an eid echod wants to make you pay money, you do not have to pay because of the eid echod. Avakamhu avakamu lishvua. That means lahachesh esoid, that you have to now go against what the eid said. Shaloi chotav. In other words, if the Eidechot said that you grabbed the money, you're going to have to swear now that you did not grab the money. Over here now, he can't do that. V'zeh gabihach shvua posel k'gazlan. Here, this Reuven, he's like a gazlan again to the shvua. Eitz kol shvus. The lesson of the memel is tava didei chotav. Shein zu shvua matelos alof. In other words, he can't swear Reuven really what he's saying. In other words, Reuven is saying, I grabbed it, but I didn't do an issa, I grabbed my own. That doesn't help you for the shvua. You can't swear that it belongs to you, because that's not what the Eidechot is saying. Shein shvua matelos alof. That's not the shvua that you have to swear. You have to swear now against the Eidechot. The Eidechot said that you grabbed it. You have to swear now that you did not grab it. And that you can't do. So therefore, we don't have a good migul here. Therefore, we don't know what to do. What should we do to this Reuven? Reuven can't swear, so what should we do? So in such a case, Omar Leira, Baba said, if so, have a mechuyu shvua. Really what comes out here is that Reuven really is supposed to swear. Since Shimon has an Eidechot that Reuven chapped it, Reuven grabbed it away from him, said so the Eidechot is mechayev Reuven to swear. So Reuven is mechuyu shvua. But in this case it's called Shein Yochel Yishovai. He can't swear over here. Because he can't swear against the Eidech, he can't swear that he did not grab it because he admits he grabbed it. And so the klal is then, v'chol ha-mechuyiv shvua, any time a person has chiyuv to swear, she'en yochel lishava, but he can't swear for any reason why, whether he's any day, he doesn't know, or whether here he can't swear, is mishalim, the klal is, since he has to swear, like shvua is mechayiv you to pay, unless you could swear. So any time you can't swear, you have to pay. Therefore you have to pay. So Rashbam says, if so, v'hochinami, and now the case also before, where again, where the Shimon said he ate in the field 3 years with the chazaka, so Reuven says, Bezin says, prove it, and Shimon only came with an Eidechot. So what do we do? Do we believe the Eidechot or not? So Rashbam says, hochinami, yikol mei mekhi agavno, ki have a trace, sadi diok lishnei chazaka, mukmin lebi yodi lakech. True, if Shimon would have had two Eidim, he would keep it. But leket, sadi diok lishnei chazaka, mafkin leminei. If he doesn't have any Eidim, we take it away from Reuven. We give it back to, we take away from Shimon and give it back to Reuven. But here, where the case was Igachat Sadr, there's only one Eidechod, Tioch Lishalashonim. So Lishtab, the Eidechod, the Shuakom, Afil Lehevi, Karakul Lemeshvinale, Almadi Yasit Sadi, Lekofale, Elamoidale, the Yochel, Vitoy the Nachod, the Yachle. Again here, the Eidechod said that Shimon ate for the last 3 years. So now, what can go on here? Reuven, Shimon can't swear against that, because Shimon also admits to the Eidechod. So since the Eidechot is here, and with this Eidechot we can't be mitzi the karka, you don't have shnei chazaka, one Eidechot is not enough of proof that you ate 3 years, so therefore you're like a mechuyev shvua, and therefore Shimon has to give the field back to Reuven. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. That's what the Rabbanim wanted to say in front of Abaya. They thought to say, has the same halach like Naskud Rababa. This the Gemara says back, no. Omalay Abaya, Abaya said back, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other than not alike? Hosom sadi la ruikosi. For the case of Naschad Rababo, when Shimon brings in a dechot, that Reuven grabbed it away from him, the Eidus is saying against Reuven. Like Poshut, the Eidus is saying, you Reuven, you grabbed away something from Shimon. So Poshut is saying, you did a maisik zeli, you have to pay it back. And therefore, kiyosi achrina badei, mafkina lomine. If Shimon would have had two Eidim, that Reuven grabbed it away from him, then for sure Bezdin would have been Mechayev Reuven to give it back to Shimon. Like, there's two Eidim that you grabbed it, you have to give it back. So therefore, when one Eidechot comes, you have to swear against him. And since here you can't swear because you admit that you grabbed it, you only said that you grabbed your own, and that's not the Shvu against an Eidechot, therefore here you have to pay. That's good by the Svar of Naschad Rababa. But hoch, but over here, I'll tell you, listen, you are kosi, over here when the Eidechot is coming for Shimon, that he ate 3 years of chazoko, he's coming for proof. He's coming to see you. He's coming to help him out. If so, if he would have had another person to attack her, it would have been in his possession. He would be able to keep it. In other words, shnei chazoko, it's a proof that belongs to you. So if he would have had two eidim that he ate 3 years, then he could keep it. If so, now that he only has an eidecha, true, it's not 100% proof. But I'll call upon him. It's not against him. It's not something that you have to swear. So there's no reason, there's no tzushtel to Naschad Rababa. So here in the Chura, we still do not know what to do. There's no reason that Shimon should have to swear now. Shimon says, I bought the field of you and I ate here 3 years. Where's your proof? I have an Eidechot, okay? He doesn't have to wait him, he only has an Eidechot. But I call upon him, the Eidechot is not saying against him. The Eidechot is like Messiah, is helping him. So for sure he doesn't have to swear. Here we don't know what to do then, there's no Mechiv Shvua here. It's not like the case before. It's not considered here he has a chiyuv shvua and he can't swear. There's no chiyuv shvua altogether here. So what should we do then? So Gemara says like this. Kiyosti here. Elo rather, idam yohod rebaba, if you want to make this daima to rebaba's case, lechad sadi, or letarte shni, or leperi. If you want to have a case that would be daima to naschad rebaba, that you tell me the case by the karka would also, he should swear, and since he can't swear, we'll give it back, that'd only be like this. In the case of Lechat Sadi, again, where Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, what are you doing in my field? So Shimon says, listen, I bought this field of you 3 years ago, and I'm eating here the last 3 years. So Bezin says to Shimon, prove it. So Shimon only brought one Eidechod that he ate there 2 years, that's all. So in such a case, since he only ate 2 years, Bechlal, he doesn't have a chazaka rule together. Since he doesn't have a chazaka, therefore the karka we take away from Shimon. Now it's a shiloh we had before, that when Shimon has to give back the karka, he also has to give back the peris. So the question is though, do we know that he ate the peris or not? So now it's good, Reuven has an eidechod that Shimon ate 2 years of me of my peris. So what does the other one say back? Shimon admits that he ate the peres. He's not saying he did not eat the peres.